今天早上我们有一位讲员Laudet 牧师 This morning we have a guest speaker Pastor John Laudet.
It is good to be with you on this beautiful, wet Lord's Day.
Oh, 很高兴在这个湿润的早上跟大家在一起。
I pray that the refreshing that we've received from the moisture will translate into refreshing for our souls today.
这个气候温潮湿的气候让我们感到更新，所以我们灵里也可以有这样的更新。
I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles this morning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10.
我想让你们和我打开圣经，翻到马太福音第十章。
In a few minutes, we're going to be looking at a verse that where Jesus talks about what he expects of every one of his disciples.In relation to those who aren't disciples.
等一会儿我们会看到耶稣讲他对每一个他的门徒在如何和非信徒相处这件事上的期望。
Now we're going to get there eventually, but I want to lay a foundation, before we do.
我们等会儿会讲到这些，一开始我要先做一些铺垫。
It's hard to believe, but it was way back in 1994, 26 years ago, that the movie Forrest Gump came out.
没想到这么长时间了，那个《阿甘正传》在26年前出来。
In it, the title character, Forrest Gump, was played by the actor Tom Hanks.
在电影里面他的那个主角叫阿甘，他是 Tom Hanks 演的。
A number of times in the movie, Forrest, played by Tom, was asked the question, "Are you stupid?"
很多时候，这个阿甘就是那个 Tom 主演的这个角色，被问到你是不是愚蠢。
Now many of you probably saw that movie. Do you remember what Hanks or what Forrest?Answered.
你们当中很多人看过这个电影，还记得他是怎么回答的吗？
He said simply, "Stupid is as stupid does."
他说很简单，蠢人是做蠢事。
But then the movie showed all the amazing things that he did during his life, which demonstrated that he was anything but stupid.
电影里面，他做了很多令人惊讶敬佩的事情，也说明他一点都不笨。
Now, before you start thinking that you can determine what kind of person someone is just by watching what they do, remember there's only one who knows everything about everybody, so he's the only infallible judge.
当你认为你看到某人做什么事情，你就能够知道他是什么样的人的话，之前，你先要知道，只有耶稣他能够，他是完全明白每一个人的每一件事情，他是最终的，完全的一个裁判者。
Still, what a person does can give you an idea, albeit fallible, what kind of person that person is.Actually is.
仍然，这个人做了一些什么事情，尽管有的时候会错，但是他还是会给你一些感觉他是什么样的一个人。
I think we can use the same logic to identify, at least most of the time, disciples of Jesus Christ.
我想我们也可以用这样的逻辑，大多数时候我们可以来辨认怎么样是耶稣的门徒。
Now you know that the New Testament was written in Greek.
新约是希腊文写的。
And the word translated disciple, the Greek word that was translated disciple most of the time in the New Testament, in fact the vast majority of time, is a noun.
这个希腊文里面经常被这个被翻译成这个门徒的这个字是一个名词，大多数时候是名词。
The word disciple as a noun simply means a learner or follower.
这个门徒这个字, 它的意思仅仅是一个学生或者跟随者。
But there are a few times, just a handful of times, where the word translated disciple is not a noun, but it's a verb. It has a verb form.
在很少的一些地方, 这个门徒这个字也被翻译成一个动词的形式, 不是名词。
The noun is mathetes.
名词叫mathetes。
The verb is mathetuo.
动词叫mathetuo。
Mathetuo is what a mathetes does.
Mathetuo就是这个mathetes做的事。
In other words, a disciple is what a disciple does.
换言之,门徒就是门徒做的。
And if you flip over to the end of the Gospel of Matthew, the last few verses where Jesus gives the Great Commission, we can see both the noun and the verb in those verses.
在马太福音后面几章，耶稣把大使命交给我们的时候， 我们可以看到那边名词和动词同时出现。
In verse 16, it uses the noun for the plural noun for disciples.
在第16节，它是用那个复数的名词形式。
It talks about how the disciples, plural, came all together.
他就讲那个门徒怎么样聚集在一起。
And then beginning in verse 18, we have that great commission.
从18节开始讲大使命。
And I think this is the best translation of the great commission out of the Greek.
这个是希腊文里面这个大使命最好的翻译。
He said to the disciples, as you disciples go, disciple.
他说你们门徒要出去做，让人做门徒。
Disciple people of all ethnicities.
使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
So if the command, the Great Commission is to disciple, we need to understand what disciple, the verb, actually means.
如果大使命是让我们去使人做门徒，那我们得理解这个动词门徒的意义。
We know when it's used as a noun, it means simply a learner or follower.
我们知道这个名词的意思是学生和跟随者的意思。
But most of us who speak the English language, we don't use it as a verb in our everyday conversation.
但是我们讲英文的人 很少会在日常生活中用它做动词。
So if we see it as a verb, it's hard for us to understand what that means.
如果我们把它作为动词来看, 我们就很难理解它的意义。
So I can understand why most of our English translations translate it, make disciples.
所以我能够理解为什么大多数的英文 翻译版本里面把它译成使人做门徒。
I think that's better than just simply saying for a lot of people just saying disciple.
我想比大多数人认为就是门徒这个意义好一点。
But I'm not a real big fan of that particular translation.
但我并不是很喜欢这种翻译。
You see, it makes the command, it gives people the idea that the command is to make something.
它让人理解为是让人去把做成什么东西。
And that which they are to make is disciples.
他们要做成的是门徒。
The command is to make, and disciples is the direct object.
这个大使命里面把这个制作的那个门徒作为一个宾语。
That is not what Jesus said.
这个不是耶稣所说的。
The command is not to make, the command is disciple.
这个那个大使命它不是说是制造而是使人做门徒的意思。
And that which we are to disciple is people of all ethnicities.
而我们要使人做门徒的那个对象是万民。
There's a second reason I'm not real big on that, translating it, make disciples.
Can you say
There's another reason I'm not, in favor of translating disciple as make disciples.
另外一个原因，我不喜欢把这个 disciple 这个字变成使做门徒的原因。
In the New Testament, there's only one person that is described as in the original language, making disciples.
在新约里面，只有一个人能够是自成做成门徒。
Can you guess who the only person in the New Testament is that made disciples of Jesus was?
你们能不能猜到谁只有一个人谁能够做成门徒
？Jesus.
对，耶稣。
You see, I can't make anybody a disciple of Jesus any more than I can make a chicken.
我不能够制造出耶稣的门徒，就像我不能造出一个鸡。
Neither can you.
你也不行。
We can't make disciples of Jesus, strictly speaking.
让我们很明确的知道，我们不能够把一个人做成一个门徒。
Only Jesus can transform a person who's not the least bit interested in learning from and following him into a person who wants to with all their heart and soul and mind and strength.
只有耶稣能够把一个对福音一点都不感兴趣的人变成一个全身心的尽心尽力尽意能够愿意去学习和跟随耶稣。
Well, we still don't know what the verb disciple means, though.
我们仍然不知道这个信徒这个门徒这个动词是什么意思。
Remember, I told you it's just used a handful of times in the New Testament.
我刚才跟你们讲，在新约中它只是出现很极少数地方。
When you look at the few times that it is used, I think we can understand. It gives us an idea of what it means.
当我们看这个极少数的地方的时候，可以给我们一个概念，到底是什么意思。
I believe that it is clear that discipling is first interacting with people who are not disciples, in such a way that we encourage them to become disciples.
我认为很明显，使人做门徒这个动词第一层意思是我们能够用一种鼓励他人成为信徒的方式和非信徒交往。
So we're sharing with people who aren't disciples.
我们可以分享我们的信仰给那个非信徒。
But then secondly, interacting with people who are disciples in such a way that we help them to learn from and follow Jesus better day after day after day.
另外一层意思是我们和信徒之间的交流可以用一种帮助别人一天比一天更好的学习和跟随耶稣的方式。
So the people we disciple are people who aren't disciples and people who are disciples.
所以我们就是耶稣的信徒已经是耶稣信徒和还不是耶稣信徒的人都成为门徒。
Those who aren't disciples and those who are disciples, that's everybody, isn't it?
是信徒的和不是信徒的人这是每一个人是吗
?We're to disciple everybody that God gives us an opportunity, that God brings us into contact with.
我们要使每一个我们遇见的人都成为神的门徒。
Well, how do we do that?
我们怎么做呢
？Well, you can be thankful that you don't have to do it alone.
你们应该感恩，你们不需要一个人做。
Remember the Great Commission was given to the disciples plural.
你们记得吗？那个大使命是给信徒是附属。
It was given to the whole church.
它是给整个教会。
Wasn't just given to the pastor. It was given to the whole church.
它没有只给牧师，是给整个教会。
He commanded the church to disciple.
它可以让整个教会来使人做门徒。
And the church disciples when you and you and you and you and each of us all together do our part as God has equipped us to disciple.
当你还有你还有你还有我们中间的所有的人都尽自己的能力把神给我们的装备用来去使人做门徒的时候教会就在做了。
We do that first by interacting with people who aren't disciples in such a way we encourage them to become disciples.
我们首先是鼓励别人成为信徒的方式和那些非信徒交往。
And we do it secondly by interacting with those who are disciples in such a way that we help them learn from and follow Jesus better and better with each passing day.
另外我们就是可以以帮助别人一天比一天更好的学习和跟随耶稣的方式和信徒来交往。
Now when you see a person doing that, discipling someone else, that's a pretty good indication that they themselves are a disciple of Jesus.
当你看到有个人在使人做门徒，培养别人做门徒的时候，那是一个很好的标记，就说明他自己本身就是一个基督徒。
You see, a person who isn't a disciple of Jesus isn't going to want to do that.
如果他不是门徒的话，他不会做这个事。
Disciples are what disciples do.
门徒就是做门徒的事。
And disciples disciple.
培养门徒。
And we can be thankful that God gives us plenty of guidance in His Word concerning how we can do that well.
我们感谢神在他的话语里面给了我们很多的指导关于怎么样把这件事情做好。
That's where I want us to spend the rest of our time this morning looking at as it relates to those who are not yet disciples.
我想在今天剩下的时间里也跟大家一块来看，因为他这跟还不是门徒和信徒的人也有关系。
Here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, when Jesus, or before Jesus sent his disciples out to preach the gospel, he said in verse 16, Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves.
在马太福音第十章十六节里面，当耶稣差遣他的门徒出去传讲他的道的时候，耶稣跟他们说：“我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群。”
Now, if it's a little scary to you to talk to people who aren't disciples, to talk to them about Jesus and interact with them and encourage them to become disciples.I think that's understandable that it'd be scary.
如果你跟还不是信徒的人交往，鼓励他们成为信徒的时候，你会有点害怕。我想这可以理解。
Yeah, some of those people who aren't disciples of Jesus are, they can be kind of mean.
那些还不是成为耶稣信徒的人，有的时候他们会比较
恶毒。They can be real wolves, downright vicious.
他们就像那个狼一样，比较凶恶。
Now, most of them are just fine. They're just nice people.
大多数人不是这样，大多数人都是很好的。
But there's a few that are really mean.
但有些人是可以，很不好。
Well, look at what Jesus says here. He says, "Be wise as serpents and innocent." As doves.
看耶稣在这边怎么说，他说，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽子。
I was thinking about what I could share with you today, and I came up with eight things that, eight ways in which we could be wise as serpents and innocent as doves.
我今天想出有八点可以给你们一些建议，怎么样灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽子。
Now Lee is a little bit nervous because I just gave her three.
Yeah, 她只给我三个。
Actually, I'm just going to share with you three because of time, and I'll share later, the others that I came up with.
今天我就给你们先分享三点，下次再给你们分享更多的。
But the first thing we can do is to pray for and then take advantage of those opportunities that God gives us. And He will answer our prayer and give us opportunities.
第一个，你要祷告神给你这样的机会，并可以去运用它，他也会这样子来回应你的祷告的。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, the Apostle Paul talks about making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
在以弗所书五章十六节，使徒保罗说，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Still pretty evil today, aren't they?
今天的世代还是很多邪恶，是不是？
Paul said, make the most of every opportunity that he gives to you.
保罗说，你要尽可能的用神给你的每一个机会。
Now, sometimes we need to ask Him to knock us upside the head to get our attention when He provides us those opportunities.
有些时候，在必要的时候，就可以让神给你敲打你的脑袋，在他给你这样的一个机会的时候，让你引起注意。
But He does give us opportunities.
但是他真的是会给我们机会。
It may be simply to make a statement about some way that the Lord has blessed you.
他可以仅仅是跟别人很简单的分享一下一些神给你的祝福。
It may be just to invite somebody that you work with or interact with on a daily basis, and just invite them to church where they're going to hear the gospel.
有些时候就是邀请一些和你一块上班的或者和你交往的一些人来参加教会来听到福音。
It may be to simply share a part of the gospel that person is interested in at that particular time and help them to understand a part of the gospel.
有的时候你就是花一点时间讲解福音的某一个部分，当人在这个时候有兴趣的时候。
It may be that you just have a minute or so, but you can share the whole gospel, but in a very condensed way.
有的时候你也可以在很简单的可以把整个福音信息都能够讲打一遍。
Or you may have time to present the whole gospel and share many Bible verses and answer questions about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus.
如果有的时候时间允许的话，你也可以来讲整个福音，然后你也可以回答别人的问题，怎么样是成为神的门徒。
Make the most of whatever opportunity the Lord gives you.
尽可能的运用神给你的每一个机会。
Do it because the evil days we live in have a way of making people long for something more and something better in life.
因为尽量用神给你的机会，因为我们活在一个能够使人产生更大更多欲望的这样一个邪恶的时代。
Make the most of every opportunity.
尽量的用神给你每一个机会。
And secondly, and this is really important, especially in the 21st century American culture, follow the counsel of James in James 1:19 to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
第二个，这个很重要，特别是在二十一世纪的美国社会。要听从雅各在雅各书一章十九节的忠告，要快快的听，慢慢的说。
Doug Pollock has a ministry to help disciples disciple lost people more effectively.
Doug Pollock， 他有一个事工是帮助门徒啊，怎么样来更有效的使示弱的人成为信徒的一个事工。
He shared recently about a conversation that he had with a lost person during which he asked him, that lost person what he would like to say to Christians who try to share their faith with him.
他最近分享了一段他问一个迷失的人想要对那些试着向他传福音的人要说些什么的这样一个对话。
This is what that lost person told him.
这就是那个人跟他说的。
He said, I tell them, if you are not willing to listen to me, I'm not going to listen to you.
我想告诉他们，如果他们不愿意听听我的话的话，我也不准备听他们的话。
He said, every conversation I've ever had with Christians has been one-sided.
我和每一个基督徒的谈话都是单向的。
They always want to do all the talking and expect me to do all the listening.
他们总是想占所有谈话的时间，而让我只是听而已。
He said, it ticks me off because it's quite obvious that all they're concerned with is getting their point across.
他说这让我觉得很可笑，因为很明显的，他们唯一关心的就是如何把他们的观点可以传达给我。
It comes across as very arrogant and rude.
但真正传递过来的是傲慢和无礼。
You know what most Christians don't get? He asked.
你知道很多基督徒不能够理解的是什么吗？
He said, the whole time they're talking, I've already made up my mind.
在他们讲话的这个整个过程中，我已经下了决心。
I don't want their Jesus, because I don't want to become rude and disrespectful like they are.
我不想要他们的耶稣，因为我不想变成像他们这样的无礼和不尊重别人。
Pollock said that man helped him realize that people were often not listening to him because he wasn't really listening to them.
Pollock 说这个人帮助他意识到人们不愿意听他的话是因为他没有去倾听过他们。
That is confirmed by recent research done by the Barna Group.
这个也是被近期一个巴纳机构的一项研究给肯定。
It concluded that listening without judgment is the number one thing that not yet Christians want, but very rarely experience when talking to Christians.
他们得出一个结论，非基督徒第一想要的是不带论断的倾听，但他们在和基督徒交谈的时候，基本上没有体验到这个。
Tom Hanks, who played Forrest Gump in that movie 26 years ago now, recently played Fred Rogers just a few months ago.
Tom Hanks, 他在26年前演《阿甘正传》的那个演员，他最近拍了一部关于 Rogers 先生的电影。
He said one thing he learned while making the movie about Mr. Rogers in the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was the value of listening.
他说他在拍这部关于 Rogers 先生的电影，那个名字叫《邻里美好的一天》，他学到的一样很重要的事情就是聆听的重要性。
He said now that whenever he's in a conversation with someone, he tries to remember the acronym WAIT.
他说他现在只要和别人交谈的时候，他就想用英文缩写 WAIT, 就是 WAIT, 来提醒自己。
He says that WAIT stands for Why Am I Talking?
他说这个缩写WIT 的意义就是为什么我在讲话。
James said, be quick to listen, slow to speak.
雅各说了 要快快地听，慢慢地说。
And I think along those same lines, we can say that third thing this morning.
在这同一行里面，我们还可以讲到第三点。
And that is, remember the golden rule.
那就是要记住黄金法则。
Just turn back just a page or so in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12.
你们翻几页圣经到马太福音七章十二节里面。
That's where Jesus said, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them.
在那里耶稣说，所以无论何事你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Now, yes, we are to talk.
当然我们讲。
After we've listened, we're to talk.
我们在听了以后我们可以讲。
But sharing your faith is not some kind of contest that we need to be concerned about winning at all costs.
分享你的信心并不是上帝要你不择手段要赢的这样一种比赛和测试。
Your goal should never be to persuade people to do what you think they ought to do, even if they don't want to do it.
你的目的不应该是说服别人要做你想让他们做的事情，尽管他们并不想做。
It shouldn't be to persuade people to do what they don't really want to do, even though it is the most important thing that they could ever do in life.
你不应该去，目的不应该是来说服别人来做他们不想做的事情，尽管有可能是他们一生中最重要的事情。
If they pray to receive Christ, they're probably doing it just to get you off their back.
如果他们祷告说接受耶稣，也可能就是不想让你再纠缠他们。
Peter, I think, tells us something about that in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.Where he talks about always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect.
彼得在彼得前书三章十五节，他也讲到，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
There are times when we need to wait for them to ask us.
有时候我们需要别人等待别人来问我们。
And when they do, we can lovingly share with them.
当他们问的时候，我们可以在爱心里分享。
And we can respect their own God-given ability to realize that the life that they long for is found only in the one who said, I am the way.And the truth and the life.
我们要尊重上帝给他们自己有这个能力，能使他们自己明白过来，他们所渴望的生命就在于那位说我就是道路、真理、生命的耶稣身上。
Disciples are what disciples do.
门徒是做门徒该做的事。
Disciple.
培养门徒。
They do it with everyone they interact with.
他们跟与他交往的每一个人都是这样做。
They do it from the time they wake up in the morning till the time they go to bed at night.
他们从早上醒来到晚上睡觉，他们都在做这件事情。
They do it at home and at work and at school and back at home again.
他们在家里、工作场合、学校里，回到家又还是这样做。
They do it at church.
他们在教会里这样做。
Just make sure that you're wise as you do it.
就确保你自己是很有智慧在你做的时候。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for that clear command that you've given us to disciple.
主啊，谢谢你。给我们这样一个很清晰的指令，让我们去使人做门徒。
And thank you for the clear instruction that you've given us, in your word concerning how we can do that best.
谢谢你在你自己的话语里面也告诉我们如何去把这件事做好。
Help us to do just that.
让我们就是这样跟从你的命令去做。
And use our meager efforts to bring men and women and boys and girls into a personal relationship with you.
让我们运用各种机会让女的孩子各样的人都能够成为你的门徒。
We'll be careful to give you the praise for what you accomplish. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
我们要小心，我们要把所有的荣耀都归给你。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名义，阿门。
神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our heart and meditate the message for today.
在我们的身边无论是我们的亲人或者朋友或者我们工作的地方，我们都看到很多世上的灵魂。
In our lives, you know, through our relatives and co-workers and colleagues that we engage, we see a lot of things.
我们看到这些迷失的羊。
We've seen those lost sheep.
没有一个牧人。
This sheep without a shepherd.
我们求主赐给我们这个有怜悯的心。
We pray to the Lord that He will have merciful heart.
让我们把这个福音传给他们。
So that we will be able to spread the gospel to them.
我们也求主帮助我们成为一个有智慧的一个门徒。
We also pray God that He will give us wisdom.
来把这个福音传给他们。
So that we can spread this gospel to them.
把这些世上的灵魂从魔鬼撒旦手中拯救出来。
So that we'll be able to save those lost spirits from Satan.
主啊，求你眺望我们的心。
We pray that you can watch over our hearts.
让我们愿意把这个福音传给别人。
So that you will lead us to have willingness to spread this gospel to.
特别在这个邪恶的时代。
Especially when we are live in this world.
求主帮助我们珍惜我们的光阴。
Pray that you will help us treasure our time.
把这个福音传给他们。
And to be able to take this time to spread the gospel to these people.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你赐给我们力量。
Pray that you can give us strength.
求主你赐给我们信心。
And also pray that you can give us confidence.
无论得时不得时，我们要把这个福音传给那些世上的灵魂。
Whether it works or not, we pray that we can help spread the gospel to these people.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Pray that you can help us, Lord.
也求主你怜悯我们的软弱。
And also you will have mercy for our weakness.
也求主以你圣灵的火。火烧我们这个冰冷的心。
And also may your fruit of the Spirit to help our hearts.
让我们为你做美好的见证。
So that we may be a good testimony to other people.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.